You're listening to SBS News.
The tradition of welcoming the Lunar New Year dates back to the time of Chinese Emperor Huangli in 2600 BC. Like the Western calendar, the Chinese lunar calendar is based on the cycles of the moon. Because of this cyclical dating, the beginning of the year can fall anywhere between late January and the middle of February. A complete lunar cycle takes 60 years and is made up of five cycles of 12 years each. In China, Lunar New Year celebrations see the return home of millions of Chinese who migrated to the cities, triggering one of the largest movements of people in the world. And while the movement of people isn't so dramatic in Australia, the Lunar New Year is still a time of celebration across the country.
We celebrate it very traditionally. Our Chinese New Year to the Chinese is all about spending time with family and friends. So it's a get-together, catching up with people you haven't seen for a while. We have lots of noodles because that signifies long life. Chinese New Year Day itself, we don't eat any meat. Chinese New Year dumplings and that sort of thing.
That's Austin Chin, a third-generation Australian of Chinese heritage and the president of the Chung Hua Society in Darwin, a social club for Chinese Australians. Darwin is home to an established community that dates back to the late 1800s. Mr. Chin says Chinese people arrived in Darwin in 1874 as indentured labourers or coolies and faced many difficulties, including discrimination under the White Australia policy. For Mr. Chin, celebrating the Lunar New Year remains an important part of his life, and he's also a firm believer in the Chinese zodiac.
Absolutely. 12 animals, and each animal has four elements, earth, fire, metal, and water. And just because someone is a dragon or ox or whatever, it doesn't mean they're all the same. So, and the time of the day you're born also influences it. But, yeah, I could probably look at someone's personality and guess within three guesses which animal sign they are.
People from Thai, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Japanese, Malaysian, Singaporean and Indonesian backgrounds are among others who celebrate the Lunar New Year. In Fairfield City Council in Sydney, 21% of the population is of Vietnamese origin. In Vietnam, the Lunar New Year is known as Tet, and Fairfield's large Vietnamese community also have their own celebrations. The May tree is an integral part of Vietnamese festivities, with decorations hung on the tree to symbolise the hope of a new year. Frank Carboni is the mayor of Fairfield Council. He says it's a good time for people to visit areas with large Asian communities.
Oh, well, of course, we have Chinese, we have Vietnamese, we have Cambodian, we have Laotian. We also have a lot of European communities here. There's a spring in everyone's step as far as the communities from Southeast Asian countries. It's wonderful. There's a lot more shopping. A lot of the communities are buying more food because obviously that they need, in their tradition, they bring in the new year with new food in their homes, and you can really see a festive appearance in our local streets.
Victoria, where Mandarin is now the most widely spoken language after English, has also seen an increase in Lunar New Year celebrations. Keith Saw is the chairman of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce Victoria. He says at this time, one of the favourite rituals around the world is the giving of red envelopes with money to children and unmarried people. The colour red is believed to ward off bad spirits and symbolise good luck.
It's definitely the New Year's Eve, where everyone come together and have a reunion dinner where the best food is served, and the kids will be happy because they will get a red packet from the married adult, and the kids from as young as newly born to as long as they are not married, they are still considered kids to the adult. So they'll be the happiest.
Each year is represented by a different animal, and there are 12 animals making up the Chinese zodiac, one for each of the 12 years in the lunar cycle. Legend has it that Lord Buddha summoned all the animals to come to him before he departed from Earth, but only 12 animals came. Buddha honoured each of them with a year in order of their arrival. First the rat, then ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, ram, monkey, rooster, dog and boar. Wayne Tseng is the president of the Chinese Precinct Chamber of Commerce. He and his team have put together a hybrid version of the Chinese zodiac, incorporating Australian animals, this year linking the pig with the echidna.
The animals on the Chinese zodiac reflect the actual animals that are found in Asia. So obviously we can find the equivalent of personality of our local native animals in Australia and try to match them, not exactly, but as close as possible.
Lunar New Year also means more international tourists, especially from Asia. Tourism Australia's Managing Director John O'Sullivan says their contribution to the economy at this time of year is significant.
Chinese travellers to Australia contribute in excess of, $10 billion, $11 billion. If you just did a straight swap and said about a quarter of your traffic comes during that period of time directly attributable to the Lunar New Year, the maths on that is, somewhere close to about $3 billion. So it's a pretty significant part of our visitor year.
People born in the year of the pig are said to be easygoing and honest, but also naive and self-indulgent. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.